Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God, He's moving mightily by the Holy Spirit. And He has so many wonderful things to say to His people. He loves us. And He is generous towards His own people who love Him. Now the Lord loves us. I can't say that enough. A lot of people don't know what that means. How He loves us. And the reason is the enemy works against the mind of man. Satan wants you to believe that God wants nothing to do with you or that He's gone somewhere. There's one scripture that the leaders of Israel in the days of Ezekiel said that God left the planet and forgot about us. None of that's true. God is here. Right now, one of Jesus' names is Emmanuel, God with us. He loves us so much. And not only the people who love Him, He loves everybody. Every time I have a dream or a vision of heaven, the people there, I feel the overwhelming love of God from them. The Lord gave me a dream one night about heaven. And it was just a glimpse. And I saw a field, a meadow, and I had a horse. I didn't know it, but everybody who go to heaven gets a horse. Now, right now, you couldn't give me a horse, but when I go to heaven, I have a horse. And I love that horse. That horse was beautiful. And he was brown and white. And I saw that horse. It was dark brown and white. And I loved that horse. And I could feel the overwhelming love of God from the horse. My horse loves me. Now, that was a dream of comfort. You know, the Lord do things like that for His people. I had another dream. It was a dream, and I saw this person was from the kingdom of God too, but they didn't look like us. And I saw the glory of God on his face, and I felt the overwhelming love of God from him. And it was amazing. God loves us. First Peter talked about love. Jesus said to the people in the Beatitudes and on the Sermon on the Mount and also in the Sermon on the Plain, He said, "Love do unto others as you would have them do unto you." Love people like you want to be loved. He said this, but Peter came back and said, "Love everybody like God loves you. Even the good and the forward, the people that are mean to you, love them anyway. That's the way God is." Now, the reason he can teach people who love him is because their love, he can respond to love. You can't teach a contrary man. A froward man, God will show himself froward, but God loves him. Now, with that in mind, the man is mean and he's rude, and the Lord will serve him with consequences to wake him up. Remember, the Pharisees, when Jesus preached to the Pharisees, he rebuked them. He called them hypocrites to wake them up. Everything he said was out of love. And when he died for us all, now the Father was so angry. But Jesus is also our high priest. Jesus represented man to God. He said, "Father, forgive them. They know not what they do." Now, just like our prayers, of course, Jesus' prayers avail much. And the Father didn't destroy people. But he gave them a chance to repent. He gave them a grace of time to repent, which many of them didn't. And the people that didn't repent died, and they were punished. But he gave them time to repent. And those that did repent, he forgave them and forgot about it. And some of the people really forgave, really believed on Jesus Christ. And they learned his ways and followed him. And you'll see him in heaven. The same people that persecuted him. But he, God forgave those. To those who love God, God will show himself in a loving way. If you believe God and take him at his word, he will keep his word to inspire you. Not just to inspire you, because that's how he is, but he'll do things to inspire your faith so you can stay on track. Some people, they believe God and they get on track, but they're not stable yet. And while they're looking at the Lord will do things in their life to bless them so that they'll have a reference. So they'll have a point of reference to believe him continually. God loves us, folks. He loves us. He cares about us. He wants us to do well. He wants us to go forward. He doesn't want us to suffer. And I've been to churches. People act like God wants you to suffer. You ain't never been through nothing. You don't know him. They miss the mark. They misunderstand some things. God is not mean. And he's not like human leaders and dictators and angry parents. He's not like them people. Everything that God does is out of love. Even when he rebukes you. When, if you do something wrong, he'll convict you of it. You'll know you're not right with him. And you need to repent and get right with him again. And it happens. That's why Jesus is still our high priest. And then he made us, as he is, so are we in this world. He made us kings and priests. Jesus is a king and a priest. And everybody who believes on him becomes a king and a priest as well. Now it's time to grow up and go forward. People that will not grow up and respond to God's love, they don't grow up and they don't never understand the Lord like they should. People that don't grow up, they have the same problems and they never figure it out. And they die believing how they believe. Sometimes people believe God wrong. The way that they see him is wrong. The way they see his word is wrong. And they never get out of it unless they see more light. And that religious spirit is terrible. I did a series a few weeks ago about different worlds. Now, I'm not talking about outer space. I'm talking about on this planet. That people group themselves like birds of a feather that flocks together. If you look up in the sky and you see a flock of geese, it's just there are no ducks. And there are no doves flying with them, only geese. If you see ducks, you only see ducks. Now ravens, they don't flock like that. All the birds that fly in groups, they fly with their type. And when they get where they're going, they go where they want to. But they flock together. They fly in groups when they migrate. I'm 55 years old right now. I've never seen ducks and geese or ducks and doves or pigeons and blackbird. They always group together, just like men. Now, when people have a mindset that they have adopted, that they believe, then they stick with their kind. Christians go to church and they only listen to people that they agree with. That's how the enemy keep people indoctrinated with dead belief systems. It's not an accident. While people are there, the people that get in pride also get in fear. And their pastors, they want the people to only listen to them. And they groom the people to think a certain way, and those that do, they stick with it. But if you're going to follow God for real, you have to allow adjustments. Now, James Robinson said something along when I, as I endeavored to know God. He said, "Don't hold me to something I said years ago. Give me room to grow, because the Lord teach me and I learn from glory to glory. And I have to make adjustments." Now, that's the first time I heard somebody say that. But when you study the Word of God, eventually you're going to learn something that your predecessors didn't know. Or you're going to learn something different than the way that they teach. And I noticed that there was a fear in some pastors. They want you to always see them as the wiser leader. And if you learn something, you know, sometimes they try to coach you into their corral. But you can't do God that way. God is great. He put things in us that we're gonna learn things that we don't always get from our teachers. David even said, "You, my Lord, through your word, you've made me wiser than my teachers." That's the process of life. If you have a good teacher, you will become wiser than them. If you don't become wiser than your pastors and the teachers that you grew up around, if you don't ever become wiser, they did not do their job, or they did their job wrong. Hear me, I'm going to say that again. If you don't ever become wiser than your teachers and pastors, you know, Sunday school teachers, mentors, if you never become wiser than them, they didn't do their job right. They did something wrong. I'm sorry. But if they bother to do their job, you will become wiser than them in some areas. Because that's what the Word of God does. Jesus even said that he that believes, the man that believes, will do greater works than I did. And then it didn't take long for this to happen, because Peter came along and the Holy Spirit gave him 1 Peter. And that was greater than what Jesus taught when he was on the earth. For one, Jesus didn't have the foundation that he left. He was preaching to Old Testament people. The law was still in effect when he came. That's one reason. And they never were introduced to the kind of love he was about to portray. So he told them to love others, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Which is wonderful. That gets you started. They never heard a concept like that. They were eye for eye, tooth for tooth. And they misinterpreted the law, and they left Jesus out of it. But when the word came, they couldn't recognize him. But those who loved God, those who were humble, they knew who he was. They never heard teaching like that before. Because proud men can't teach like that. Proud men are proud. They put themselves first, and they always in fear. And they use fear tactics to control people and corral people. And they're not free in life. But those who are humble, they are receptive to change. They are receptive to God. They are receptive to light. Now, when I say change, they don't change any kind of way. They change according to God's love. When God gives them more light, they adapt to it. They receive it. And then they believe it, they receive it, and they act on it. They don't just approve God's word. See, sometimes when people believe God's word, they put a stamp of approval on it. But they don't embrace it. They don't receive it and act on it in their life. That's why they fail. That's why they don't know God like they should. That's why they're barely saved. That's why they're scarcely saved. One scripture Paul wrote, he said, if the righteous scarcely be saved, where will the unrighteous and the sinner appear? People who are scarcely saved, they don't understand life and how to live. And their advice is sideways sometimes. And they get indoctrinated and they never rise above it. And they never become wiser than the people who taught them, because the way they were taught was just wrong. They die from disease instead of getting healed, because the leaders taught that healing went out with the apostles. I know I say that a lot. I'm using it for an example, because this should be dead. That dead doctrine should have died a long time ago. And then people want to add all these extra rules and regulations. Women can't wear pants. Not wearing pants can't make you righteous. Wearing dresses only don't make you righteous either. But the love of God is true devotion. If you want to live a life that reveals devotion, just love people like you love God. Love God and love man. Live the love of Jesus Christ. Live according to His perfect word. Live according to His kindness and goodness. If you want to reveal the devotion of God and you want to show people you love, just love people like Jesus loves you. It's easy, folks. Getting caught up in all the doctrines and pet doctrines that people have is fruitless. But the love of God helps you become greater and greater in life. The Lord loves His people, and He's going to do things and help people go forward and not backwards. As we go forward doing the things of God, we're going to find out that He's with us, and His doctrine, His word is sound speech. We're going to find out that we can do things that we never thought we could do. We're going to see the refreshing life that He's given us. And if anybody bother to practice, they receive 1 Peter and they practice it in their family and on their jobs and at their schools, and they love everybody according to 1 Peter, you're going to become so wise. You're going to be wiser than your teachers. If anybody listen to me on a regular basis, they're going to be wiser than me. Because I'm going to point you to Jesus, and you're going to follow Him. And the things that I do will become a stepping stone. The things that took me a lifetime to learn, you're going to learn it in a few hours. Concepts that took me a long time to get, you're going to learn it in a few hours. And it's going to springboard you to much greater revelation. That's how it works. Some of the things and concepts that I talk about, it took me years to come to the point that I understood it. Sometimes I did the word, and as I think back on it, then the Lord revealed to me while I'm thinking on it, I'm receptive, see? Anytime you're receptive to the word, it opens the door for the Lord to give you more. And then he tell me something, and everything just come together like a puzzle, like a finished puzzle. Things that was a puzzle to me, it becomes a plain picture. Now, people who are trapped in religious doctrines, they can't get out. It's designed to keep you trapped, because all the people that's in your club, in your world, where you go to church or school, the people that you gravitate to, they think like you do. But when you study the word, you get more light. And then you say, oh, I didn't know that. It happens all the time with me. There are concepts that I've never learned in church. But it's of God, because it's in the word. I listen to the word a lot. And I listen to the word, sometimes the same chapters, and I hear things I never heard before. Sometimes I'm looking for a scripture, and I try to skim over the scriptures to get to where I'm out, to get to what I'm after. And I miss something. Then I go back and read the whole thing, and then it'd be right there in one phrase. What I was looking for could be hidden in a phrase. So there are many phrases that give me illumination, and it becomes revelation, and I receive it. And then I act on it, and then I finish learning as I do it. I learn concepts that really work, take me forward. And the first thing I want to do is share it. Now, when you share it, it opens the door. The laws of sowing and reaping always work. And when you take time and share it with others, God's going to make sure you get more revelation. And he's going to cause people, even strangers, to say things you need at strategic times. Because your ears are open. And the Lord know he can get to you. He know if he say something and you overhear it, you'll keep it. God is wise, folks. He give his best knowledge to people that love him and love people. If you want to know whether you love God or not, you love God away. The way you love man is the way you love God. The way you love God is the way you love man. The way you treat others is the way you treat God too. The way you treat other people is the way you treat. The way you treat your children is the way you treat God. The way you treat your parents is the way you treat God. Especially people he sent to give you a word. The way you treat them is the way you treat God. People that had a problem with the message that the Lord told me to send them, the way they treated me is the way they treat God too. It can't be separated. If they receive my word, the word that God gave me to give them, then they receive God the same way. But if they mocked at the word that God gave me to give them, they have animosity against God. If it's something new and they wouldn't receive it from me, that's because they won't receive it from him either. But when you receive his word, you're going to learn so much more. See, you can approve the word, or you can receive the word and then do the word. Now, once you receive the word and do it and act on it, then turn around and keep it. Don't let anything cause you to step down from the word. Don't let anything change your mind. Don't let the circumstances of this life cause you to go back against the word. Don't power down, but use that word forever and let it be life to you. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.